I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Chinese and U.S. negotiators are focusing on finding common ground on a broad outline of a trade agreement for their presidents to clinch at a possible summit. Officials involved in initial talks for both governments are seeking to narrow the still substantial gap between the concessions that China is willing to offer and what the Trump administration is willing to accept. Discussions between mid-level officials began on Monday in China's Commerce Ministry. Then a high-level U.S. delegation arrives for 2 days of talks starting on Thursday. The brokerage price wars are heating up. Charles Schwab and Fidelity Investments are making hundreds more exchange-traded funds free to trade on their platforms. The companies have been responding to an investor base that is increasingly cost-conscious. Last year, Vanguard Group announced plans to eliminate transaction fees on all ETFs as well. And former astronaut Mark Kelly says he's running for U.S. Senate, challenging Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally. The 54-year-old Kelly is the husband of former Democratic Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in 2011. After the shooting, he and his wife became political activists, helping candidates and supporting gun control legislation. For more on these and other stories of the day, go to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.